Hello, the five minutes of the prophetess, the finished work of Christ, episode 54:50. 1 Corinthians 15 from verse 1 is our fundamental scripture. Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also ye have received, and wherein ye stand, by which also ye are saved, if you keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless you believed in vain. No one listening to me will believe in vain. If you keep listening to this, you will keep the focus on what is important. Now, the verse we're looking for. For I delivered unto you that which I also received. First of all, the priority of the gospel. First of all, how that Christ died. So we're looking at how that Christ died. Now we're talking about the events leading to his death. And I say to you that what we see physically is nothing in comparison with what was happening, what was brewing spiritually. Because spiritually, he, Christ, was going to be made one. In union, he was coming into union with spiritual death. What is spiritual death? The nature of the devil. So here he was in the garden, and Peter had removed the sword, cut off the right ear of Malchus, and now Jesus says, don't you want me to drink of this cup? Remember, what is the cup? The cup is that this is union, his spirit in union with the nature of the devil, where the nature of the devil takes over the spirit of Jesus. So I am doing this for humanity. Father, let it pass. But if I must drink it, no one is going to drink it for men. I am their substitute. I am the sin bearer. I am here to take it up. So when Peter cut off the right, he said, Peter, put up your sword into the sheath. What's the meaning of this? Won't you want me to drink the cup that my father has given me? Shall I not drink it? Then the hand and the captain of the officials took Jesus and bound him. So, and led him away to Annas first, who was the father-in-law of Cephas, or some people say Caiaphas, who was the high priest that year. And imagine, the high priest had a palace. Oh, he was a very, very important man. Listen, but he didn't know that this is the last lamp he, as the high priest of the Jewish nation, was going to offer. After this lamp of God, there will be no other lamp. There will be none whatsoever. This was the final. He was going to offer the final sacrifice, and he didn't even know. And this high priest was the one who said, why should we allow confusion into the Jewish nation? Let one man die for us. And he was also prophesying. So they led him to Cephas, and then he gave counsel to the Jews. And he said that it was expedient, verse 14 of John 18, that one man should die for the people. And Simon Peter followed behind, and so did another disciple, was known unto the high priest. When he went inside, who went into the palace. Hey, verse 15 of John 18. The high priest had a palace. Big men. Ha! They didn't know what they were doing. They did not know that the big one was in the spirit. What they were doing was just the physical thing. They were being moved to do what they were doing. We're fulfilling scripture. Make sure that anything you're doing, you're fulfilling good scripture, not bad scripture. Then that was when the little young girl saw Peter at the door, because this disciple had been able to connect Peter to come inside into the palace of the high priest. Said, don't I know you? Are you not part of the disciples of Jesus? He said, how dare you? I do not know him. Then it was cold. Yeah. Jesus, do they care about Jesus? He was in the cold. He said, they were by the fire, warming themselves. Jesus went, Peter went there, stood there. Then they said, are you not part of? He denied. He said, I am not. He denied Christ there. And so, now they were questioning Jesus. And he said to them in verse 21, he said, I spoke openly to the world. I even taught in the synagogue and in the temple. and say, you Jews, we are always there. And no secret did I keep. I said it all. If there was anything I would say, I said it. So why are you asking me? Ask those who heard me what I said. He was not begging. He was not afraid. He was not squealing. He knew what he was out to do. He knew, for this purpose I have come, and I will do it. I will do it. Listen, when you meet somebody who is purposeful, who knows what it's about, it's so sweet. It is so sweet. People come to church and they are swayed by what people say, what people are doing. Because people are not coming early to church, you won't go to church early. Church starts at 8, you will get there after 10. Church starts at 9, you will get there after 10. You don't care. Why do you do that? Why would you do that? You must be certain in your heart and in your mind, purposeful. I am going to meet my king. And if I'm going to meet the king, would I do that to my president or governor or my minister of state? If I will not do that to them, then I will not keep God waiting. I will even go and wait before God. You see, but many people are swayed by what happens in the physical. But that is not what should be your the main thing. The main thing should be what is happening in the spirit. So these were swayed by what was happening physically. But Jesus wasn't. He spoke like a king. He said, you heard me talking. Ask the people. Ask them. They heard me. Wow. In the face of death. Oh, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. You're so blessed. Bless. Bye.